भगवद्गीता 11.40 नमः पुरस्तादत पृष्ठतस्ते नमोस्तु ते सर्वदेव सर्व अनंत वीर्यामत विक्रमस्त्वं सर्वं समाप्नोषि ततोऽसि सर्वः। सो अर्जुन इज ऑफरिंग ओबेसेंसेस टू द विश्वरूप ओवर हियर, मोर स्पेसिफिकली टू द काल रूप विच हैज बीन रिवील्ड अर्लियर। एंड अर्जुन आस्क्ड 11.31 आख्या हि मे को भवानुग्र रूपो नमोस्तु ते देववर प्रसीद विज्ञातुमिच्छामि भवन्तमाद्यं नहि प्रजानामि तव प्रवृत्तिम्। व्हेन अर्जुन आस्क्ड हु आर यू ओ फियर्स ऑफ फॉर्म, आई एम नॉट एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड योर इंटेंशन। सो एट दैट टाइम इट वाज रिवील्ड कालोस्मि लोकक्षयकृत् प्रवृद्धो, टाइम आई एम द डिस्ट्रॉयर ऑफ द वर्ल्ड्स। And on understanding the awesomeness of this manifestation of the absolute truth, of this form of the this feature of the universal form, Arjuna becomes overwhelmed with fear, with reverential fear, and as he offers prayers in the mood of awe and reverence. And in the previous verse it was stated that Namo Namaste Tu Sahasra Kutva Punascha Bhuyopi Namo Namaste. I said, I offer obeisance hundreds of times, and then I offer obeisance again and again and yet again. And that mood of reverential offering of obeisances is continued here. It is normal. Namah purastadatha prishtataste. I offer obeisances from the front and I offer obeisances from behind. Namah purastadatha prishtataste. Namostute sarvata eva sarva. I offer obeisances from all directions. Sometimes if you go to a temple and in the temple say the deities are in the main altar and we offer obeisances to the deities, but then we look us on the right side and we see, oh, there is a beautiful picture of Krishna over there, and then we look on the left and we offer obeisances there, and we look around and we see on the left side also there is a picture of Krishna, we offer obeisances there. Now if you see pictures of Krishna everywhere all around, and we may feel, oh, this is God manifesting in so many places, I have to offer obeisances everywhere. Where all can I offer obeisances? Just as we will have a crisis over there, so like that, Arjuna also has a crisis, because the Vishwarupa which he is seeing, it is not localized in one place. It is pervading everywhere. Nantam na madhyam na panastava punastavadim pashyami Vishveshwar Vishwarupa. In text 15 and 16, when Arjuna was speaking, describing the Vishwarupa, he said that, oh Lord, I can't see your end, I can't see your beginning, I can't see your middle. Na antam na madhyam na punastavadim. All that I can see is Pashyami Vishveshwara Vishwarupa. Oh Lord, who are the Lord of the universe, I behold your universal form. That universal form has no beginning, no middle, no end. Nabhaspricham deeptam ananta varanam anantam. Yeah. Tam tvayaikena dishascha sarva drishtva adbhutam rupam ugram tavedam lokatayam pravatitam mahatman. Later on in the 20th text it was stated that Nabhaspricham deeptam aneka varanam Nabhaspricham. That this Vishwarupa was actually touching the sky. That means it was pervading not only left, right with no center, it was also pervading right up to the top. And therefore, when the Vishwarupa is everywhere, where do I offer obeisances? That question comes up. And therefore, Arjuna says, Namaha purastadutha prushtataste. I offer obeisances from the front and I offer obeisances from the back also. Namostute sarvateva sarva. I offer obeisances from all directions. Sometimes we may be in a room where there are pictures of Krishna on all the walls. And then we may wonder, if I lie down to sleep in that room, whichever direction I point my legs are pointing towards Krishna. So what can I do at that time? You know, I have to sleep, and as I sleep, my legs are going to point in some direction. So if possible, we may try to remove the pictures of Krishna from that direction, or we may point in a direction where our legs are not directly pointing towards Krishna, slightly in between some pictures. But if that is not possible, then ultimately we have to take rest. So even if legs point towards Krishna, Krishna is not a fault-finding God who is going to blame us for that when it is unavoidable. But just as we would want to have a reverential disposition whenever we see Krishna manifesting, so also Arjuna expresses a reverential disposition here. Namaste sarvataye sarva. I offer obeisances from all directions. It's interesting that while Arjuna is describing this, Arjuna is expressing this, there is no indication from Sanjay that Arjuna actually got down to the ground and offered dandavats. No. It was more of folding the hands and bowing the head. So there are obeisances that can be offered in different ways. And respectfully bowing the head down, folding one hand, that's also one kind of obeisances. And that was what Arjuna was doing. But while doing this, he was verbalizing. And here in his verbalization, he's stating that I offer obeisances from the front, from the back, and from all directions. Anantavirya, your strength, O Lord, is unlimited. Amitavikrama. And your fame, your glory, your heroism, it is also amita. It is unending. There can be in this world champions. Champions are those who outclass everyone else by their performance. There can be a champion cricket batsman, champion batsman, say, during a particular series, somebody performs very well. So here, the point that is made is that so every champion, they may be champion for some time. You know, either the world's number one test batsman or the world's number one cricket batsman, one day batsman. Now, there's one person who is the top for some time, but after some time, that person is displaced and somebody else becomes the number one. Because no matter how legendary a player may be, no one's powers last forever. And when their powers get exhausted, at that time, someone else displaces them. But that is not the case with Krishna, because Amita Vikrama, Ananta Virya, he has unlimited power, but that power and the glory that it brings, that is Amita, it never diminishes. It is inexhaustible. So for especially sports stars, there's a peak period, maybe from the ages of 20 to 30 or 35. After that, their performance starts falling, because they're not just fighting against their opponents while they're playing matches, they're also fighting against their own body, whose vitality, whose strength, whose speed, whose grace, whose reflexes, all those start slowing down. But Krishna is God, and he's God eternally. His strength is unlimited, and the strength stays with him inexhaustibly for all time. Ananta viryam ita vikramastvam. You, O Lord, are Arjuna is recognizing the specific glory of the Supreme and is praising him for that. Sarvam samapno shitato si sarvaha. So someone may ask that why in some places Krishna may be displayed more openly, other places Krishna may not be displayed so openly. There can be multiple reasons for that. Sometimes it might just be socio-political considerations, where the government is hostile to the display of any picture that are considered sacred, because the government considers it to be idolatry. But even in such situations, Krishna is always present in the heart, and Krishna is present, Krishna pervades all of existence. And thus when we approach him, recognizing that Krishna pervades everything, then we understand that Krishna is always close to us, Krishna will surely help us, and that Krishna has not left us. And thus we can, by this understanding of Krishna's pervasiveness, increase our confidence and move forward confidently in whatever services we make.